Good Friday morning, everyone. We have another mild day of weather in the forecast for the region. However, the dry pattern we've been experiencing for the past few days will break down tonight. High pressure will continue to move well offshore into the Atlantic today, allowing an upper-level trough to push a cold front through the region, beginning this evening through the early morning hours of Saturday. Before the front arrives, expect another day of mild temperatures. Highs could range 10 to 15 degrees above average region-wide today, and some of the more mild areas could approach record high temperatures. A southwesterly flow will be responsible for the mild transport of air, and any additional sunshine could push temperatures even warmer. Thin high clouds will again overspread much of the region today. However, sunshine may break through in the Hudson Valley at times in the afternoon prior to the arrival of the cold front. As the front moves from northwest to southeast, expect scattered showers to push through northern zones first before reaching the Capital District late tonight into early Saturday morning. Clouds will be stubborn for a portion of the day Saturday, but gradual clearing will occur from north to south. Clearing will be most difficult in the mid-Hudson Valley and southern New England on Saturday. Temperatures Saturday will range 10 to 15 degrees colder than we felt on Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather, snow, sleet, and freezing rain continue for portions of the central Rockies into the southern High Plains, with heavy rain falling across the southern plains and mid-Mississippi Valley. Ice storm watches, warnings, and freezing rain advisories remain in effect for the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles, as well as the central plains. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center continues issuing advisories on Hurricane Sandra in the eastern Pacific. Sandra is located about 280 miles south of the tip of Baja California and has a central pressure of 969 millibars. Sandra's maximum sustained wind speed is 105 miles per hour, making her a Category 2 hurricane according to the Saffir-Simpson wind scale. Sandra is moving toward the north-northeast around 12 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue. On this forecast track, the center of Sandra is expected to pass to the south of the southern tip of Baja California Peninsula Friday night or early Saturday, and approach the coast of the Mexican state of Sinaloa on Saturday. Rapid weakening is forecast to take place during the next day or so, weakening Sandra to a tropical storm and further weakening her to a remnant low by Saturday. A tropical storm watch is in effect for the Baja California Peninsula from Todos Santos to Los Perriles. Your 48 hours temperature extremes ran from 87 degrees at McAllen, Texas to minus 16 at Butte, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny with a light southwest wind, highs in the mid-60s. Boston, partly sunny and breezy with highs in the low 60s. Southwest winds in Boston could gust 25 to 30 miles per hour. And in Buffalo, rain showers are expected throughout the morning and into the evening. Highs will be near 60 degrees. Southwesterly wind there will be breezy, sustained 20 to 25 miles per hour. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today is 43 degrees and the low 28. The record high temperature today is 66 degrees, set back in 1896, and the record low temperature is 8, set back in 1957. Sunrise today occurred at 7:01 a.m., and sunset will occur at 4:24 p.m., a total of 9 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont. Sunshine briefly before high clouds move in overhead. Highs today will reach the mid to upper 50s. A breezy south wind will develop by the afternoon with wind gusts 25 miles per hour or greater. Tonight, scattered rain showers, lows ranging from the 20s in the Adirondacks to the 30s in valley locations. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies, with high clouds moving in by late morning, highs will reach the low to mid-60s. A southwest wind could be breezy at times this afternoon. Tonight, scattered rain showers with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly cloudy skies today. High temperatures reaching the upper 50s. A southwest wind could be breezy at times this afternoon. Scattered rain showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s to low 40s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Foggy areas will burn off this morning as sunshine mixes with cloud cover. Highs will reach the upper 50s with a light southwesterly wind. Tonight, scattered showers with lows in the upper 30s. For the Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, mostly sunny skies with high clouds moving in by late morning, highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s, a south wind may be breezy at times this afternoon, scattered rain showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s to low 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, many areas will wake up to dry conditions, but clouds may persist. Gradual clearing is expected from north to south, but clouds may be stubborn in southern New England from the mid-Hudson Valley point south as well. Highs will be about 15 degrees colder than today, falling to the mid-40s in the Capital District. Sunshine returns for Sunday and Monday with temperatures similar to that of Saturday, ranging from the low to mid-40s. Our next chance for precipitation will occur Tuesday into Wednesday. This system will likely bring rain showers to valley locations, but could also bring some snowfall into the mountainous regions by late Tuesday into Wednesday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 40s both days. Low temperatures will be in the 20s from Saturday night through Monday night before warming into the 30s by Tuesday night. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jordan Sherman.